President, I'm glad that I've been able to follow my colleague, my friend, and associate from Arizona, and to say to him, John, you're wrong. You're just flat wrong that this Senate or this Congress is going to allow a Patriot Act to expire. I find it fascinating, if not humorous almost, that I'm on the floor defending the position of John Kyle and my chairman, Arlen Specter, who brought a bill to the floor that brought unanimity to the Senate, that they accepted, that the House rejected in part, that they are now saying we shouldn't revisit again. It is a phenomenally unique responsibility. But folks, when we're dealing with civil liberties, you don't compromise them, and you don't let the bad guys win. And the Senate of the United States and the Congress and this president will not let the bad guys win, but we're sure not going to compromise civil liberties. And how do you do it? The checks and balances that have always been within the law are what we strive for today. When I began to become involved in the Patriot Act, looking at its reauthorization, I knew it would be an uphill battle. I knew it would be an uphill battle because Americans had grown frightened. But now they've grown a bit emboldened when they recognized that some of their freedoms were and are at risk. And so I began to work, as did some of my colleagues, and out of that, knowing that it must be reauthorized, we produced a piece of legislation as amendments. And I must say, Chairman Specter took us seriously, and I'm pleased he did. And the Judiciary Committee took us seriously, and I'm glad they did. And out of that committee came a work product that all of us were very proud of. And it passed the United States Senate unanimously. So I think those charges are simply untrue, that somehow we wanted to destroy the act, or that we wanted to expire and go away. I know the rest of the country doesn't believe us anymore in that sense, because they now understand the importance of the balances we're striving to create. And I also find it very, very unique that we are talking about and focusing on a very small part of the Patriot Act itself. It is not sweeping change we are proposing, and it is not sweeping change we hope to achieve by opposing cloture and asking the House to reconsider the work we've done. Is it an impossible task? Is it a leap too far? Not at all. Look at the House vote yesterday. 224 voted for the conference report that we're now considering. That isn't the important vote, fellow senators. The important vote was the 202 who agreed that we ought to agree with the Senate on what they had accomplished. That is simply 13 short of a majority in the United States House. Rarely, and we know that, those of us have been around a while, do you ever get the House to agree with the United States Senate as much as the House agrees with the United States Senate on this issue. I am very confident that if the Senate revision of the Patriots Act and the reauthorization provision that we provided that passed the Senate unanimously had been on the floor of the House yesterday and that had been the document being voted on, the vote would not have been 224. It would have been 240 or 250 or possibly 300. It's very possible that they would have been able to achieve that kind of broader support. Why? For all that my colleagues have joined to debate about here on the floor today. And that's why I think the issues that we talk about are so important. If we had wanted to kill the Patriots Act, we would not have gone as far as we have to work with the chairman and the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee to fine-tune it and to make sure that those safeguards are in place. Americans clearly understand that we are at war. That does not need to be restated on the floor of this Senate. Blood has been spilled on our soil, and we know that. And we recognize the very important task at hand and the authority we've given our security organizations and our intelligence and law enforcement organizations in this area. But it is incumbent upon me, and it is incumbent upon all of us, to make sure that we don't gray or in some way make it easier for free citizens to have their rights violated, or if by accident, or if by a rogue investigator who found he or she could use the privilege granted here to somehow leverage a situation of a free citizen, and that is not what we're about. There's so much to be said here, and my time is very limited. I'd like to ask unanimous consent that the Dear Colleague letter that many of us sent out yesterday to our colleagues that breaks down part by part in what we've done be a part of the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection.
Let me for a moment touch on something that I think is important. Because this issue has spread beyond these walls and beyond this building. The Idaho legislature, my legislature in Idaho, by a resolution, a House joint memorial and a Senate joint memorial to the Congress, ask that we support the SAFE Act. Well, the SAFE Act was the package of amendments that the Senate Judiciary Committee incorporated within. Our version of the reauthorization of the Patriot Act that passed this body unanimously. I could read the context of all of that. But let me ask unanimous consent that that become a part of the record to save time. Mr. Chairman.
Without objection.
Again, what is important is to understand and plead with our colleagues that how you negotiate is through power and leverage, not to give up and walk away. And I'm not going to suggest that the chairman did that at all. He and I dialogued many times over the course of the last 2 weeks as to what we might do to gain greater position, to gain the Senate position with the House. And my compliments to him for the successes that are in the conference report, because there are some. But my frustration is that what we did in the Senate in this very important instance has not been adhered to, that those safeguards have not been put in place to the extent that we had asked. And I believe it is reasonable and right to say no. Let's live 3 more months with the current law while we attempt to achieve even greater protection for the private citizens of this country. But most importantly, recognize that the law enforcement community needs that time to ask permission and to show that they have very real reason to believe that somebody is involved. And I've seen this discussion about...
Senator's time has expired.
Well, my time has expired. I'll ask unanimous consent that my entire statement be a part of the record.
Without objection.
And I do appreciate, I think, the very excellent debate that has gone on here on the floor of the Senate, but there is a reality check, and that reality check is a vote on a conference report, and I would ask my colleagues to vote against cloture so that we can re-enter this debate just one more time with the House to make sure we get it right so that the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment are not in some way in jeopardy. I yield the floor.